With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel says it's intercepted a ballistic missile fired by Hezbollah towards Tel Aviv as the conflict continues to escalate.
This was, according to the Israeli military briefing, a heavy warhead that was used to target Tel Aviv. They say it was a civilian area that was potentially under attack. They had their air defense systems intercept this rocket. The Israeli military says it's already targeted the launch site for this particular rocket, and that has stressed also that this was far from the border between Israel and Lebanon. It was quite deep inside the country.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell in Jerusalem. Also at SRNnews.com, forecasters say they expect tropical storm Helene in the Caribbean to strengthen rapidly and become a hurricane as it moves north across the Gulf of Mexico toward the U.S. The National Hurricane Center has issued hurricane warnings for northwestern Florida's coastline and part of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. New gun control measures have been implemented in California.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed several measures yesterday, bolstering the state's gun safety laws. They expand restrictions on who could own firearms, prevent the proliferation of ghost guns, and increase protections for domestic violence survivors. The California legislature is controlled by Democrats and has advanced some of the strictest gun laws in the country, but many have not survived court challenges. I'm Julie Walker.
China test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the Pacific Ocean. The U.S. and non-governmental organizations have said China has been building up its missile silos. Stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 202 points. The NASDAQ composite is ahead 55 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Iowa.
An administrative law judge has rejected a petition by some residents of Marion to revoke the tax-exempt status of properties owned by Calvary Chapel. The church was represented by Liberty Council, and spokesman Matt Staver says the church was challenged only after its pastor expressed condemnation for the LGBT agenda. Judge Jonathan Gallagher cited Iowa's Religious Freedom Restoration Act in delivering his ruling for the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study finds the number of women charged with crimes related to their pregnancies jumped in the year after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. The advocacy group Pregnancy Justice found most charges had nothing to do with new state abortion bans. Instead, most of the cases concerned child abuse, neglect, or endangerment in which the unborn baby was listed as the victim. This is SRN News. An evacuation order remains in effect for residents in Whitewater Township, Ohio, as crews work at the scene of a dangerous chemical leak. Styrene, a toxic chemical, began leaking Tuesday afternoon from a rail car. A statue of music legend Johnny Cash installed at the U.S. Capitol.
Over 100 members of the Cash family attended the Tuesday unveiling of a statue of musician Johnny Cash in the U.S. Capitol's National Statuary Hall. House Speaker Mike Johnson said at the ceremony that the so-called Man in Black is the first musician to be honored with a statue in the Capitol. Johnson also said that Cash embodied the American spirit with a story of redemption, struggle, and pressing ahead. The bronze statue showed Cash looking down with a guitar across his back and a Bible in his hand. Arkansas leaders chose Cash and civil rights leader Daisy Bates to replace previous statues that represented the state in the hall for over a century. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.